Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are recycle and excess.
Just another sunny day at the Botsfords. And look, there's Becky doing the one thing all children love, waiting patiently.
Where is he? Where is he? The mail is usually here by now. Bob! He's here! Hi.
Hey, what do you got there? Word Girl Super Speed?
Sorry to scare you.
And Word Girl Super Strength, too. Well, I'm just a letter carrier, so I won't give it another thought. No, sir. Not another thought.
It finally arrived, Bob! My pretty princess magic pony power hour castle-like fortress is really here! It's beautiful! But look at all this excess packaging. We'll have to discuss ways to get their toy division to cut back at the next meeting of the PPMPPHFC. The Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour Fan Club. Yeah, it's not a great abbreviation. I mean, seriously, seems kind of excessive. I'm glad someone is getting use out of all the excess packaging.
Becky Botsford, what is that sound? Bubble wrap!
My Earth Day project, which reminds me, Dad, when you're done, don't forget to recycle all the packaging.
Oh, here, give me that.
So, if you two could keep it down.
I love bubble wrap!
The next day at the park.
Welcome, everyone, to the city's annual Clown Appreciation Day!
What? Well,
I mean Earth Day Fair! Hey! Okay, then. This year marks a particularly important Earth Day because our town dump is overflowing with excess waste that could have been recycled, like some of these items we dug up there. Isn't that right? Becky Botsford of 78 School Street.
Dad, I thought you were going to recycle all that packaging.
When would I have done it? You saw how busy I was.
Popping bubbles?
Well, everyone, be sure to visit all our wonderful exhibits, like the wind energy booth. His hot air is powering this windmill.
Comes in black.
Everyone looks thin in black.
Hey, you like these loafers? They cost more than your house. See this necklace? It's got more carrots than an obese rabbit. Zing! See what I did there?
And fear not, alternative fuel enthusiasts. Have we got a booth for you? And, of course, what would an Earth Day fair be without a booth celebrating recycling?
These reusable containers are designed to reduce excess waste, meaning waste that's unnecessary or extra. You can replace the paper and plastic bags and disposable bottles you carry to lunch. For example, if you drink a bottle of water a day for a month, look how much plastic you waste! Bob? Bottles? Wasting? You see, by using a...
Hey! Isn't that the girl who ruined our dump? It is? Thank you!
Okay! So, I'm gonna give stuff away! Please take out your raffle tickets. It's time for the drawing. The winner gets a free set of reusable containers as a special Earth Day gift.
Did you say birthday gift? Because today's my birthday!
birthday girl? What's she doing here? Yeah, she is known for her excessively bad behavior. But maybe she'll behave today. Okay, who's got ticket number 5261450?
I won! I'm the winner!
Oh, me! Me, me! Me, me, me!
Oh, that was my ticket.
See? 5261450. The containers are mine, mine, mine! Eileen, the prize belongs to the person who bought the winning ticket, not the person who stole it, okay?
But it's my birthday, and this is my present, Beckety Weckety.
Step right up and watch how my solar oven bakes a delicious Earth Day cake.
Ooh, birthday cake?
You'd better keep an eye on her.
You're right. You know, it would be nice to have just one villain-free day.
Yeah, that would be really exciting to watch. Let's get back to the action.
Okay, who would like a delicious piece of Earth Day cake?
That cake must be for me. It's my birthday.
Hold on. Let me see. Is your name Earth? No? Well, then it isn't your cake.
Yes, it is. It's mine, mine, mine.
Actually, it's mine, mine, mine. It's mine. Calm down.
These people have all been waiting patiently. If you just wait your turn, I'm sure the baker will give you a piece.
No, I won't.
Give me my birthday cake.
Look, Eileen, no one said anything about your birthday. You're only hearing what you want to hear.
Thanks, I think you're pretty too.
Oh, please, forget your birthday for once. This fair has nothing to do with you.
Yes, it does. This is my birthday party. These are my gifts.
No, they're really not. It's not your birthday. It's Earth Day. We're here to celebrate the Earth.
The Earth, huh? I see. Well, maybe I need to teach the Earth not to steal all the attention on my birthday. Today's not your day. It's mine! 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 Oh, you missy!
Well, now you're definitely not getting a piece of cake.
What's that, Bob? A group of picnickers is using an excess number of napkins. We'd better go explain how wasteful that is.
You could be describing yourself, birthday girl. I rest my case.
She's heading for those trees! Your suit. No, birthday girl, don't drink that water.
That water tastes awful.
Don't you see what you've done?
Showed the Earth who's boss?
No, you polluted the water.
Well, it's my birthday and I can pollute.
Look, it's simple. If we pollute the Earth, we won't have beautiful forests, parks, or clean water.
We won't?
No. And if there's no Earth, then you won't have a place to celebrate your birthday.
No more birthdays?
That's right.
Okay. Then I know what I need to do.
We have to clean up this mess.
I smell a cleanup montage.
there's anyone who knows about being unselfish, it's me. It's one of my bestest qualities.
Either that or your humility.
So now that we've replanted the trees and bushes and put all that excess waste back where it belongs,
we can go back to the fair! Right, Word Girl? Come on! Woody, please.
Only if you promise never to say pretty please again.
Fine.
Good call.
You're my bestest friend ever.
Later that day, back at the Earth Day Fair.
Hi, everyone. It's really important to help the Earth and recycle. That means making sure that paper, cans, and bottles go to the recycling centers that turn them into new things.
Wow, I think she's actually getting it.
Because if we don't start taking care of the Earth, we could all have a big problem on our hands. No clean place to celebrate my birthday!
Oh, brother.
And so, once again, a villain is defeated and order is restored. You know, it seems like we may be recycling some themes around here. Anyway, loyal viewers, try not to use all your excess energy eagerly awaiting for the next thrilling adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is TIFF. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. You all buzzed in at once.
I totally buzzed in first.
The judges say it was a tie.
People are judging us? Like only since forever.
I think I buzzed in first.
Yeah, right.
Can anyone define today's word?
What was it again?
TIFF.
You got me.
No idea.
But you all buzzed in. Why would you buzz in if you didn't know the answer?
Picking on kids?
Mr. Handsome? That's beneath you.
You're right, Emily. And now that the TIFF is over, would anyone care to define the word?
Oh, a TIFF must be a silly disagreement.
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner, Huggy. Show him what he's won. It's an official Word Girl huge cream pie. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words, recollect, and version. On a fine day in the city, Ms. Edith von Hoosinghaus is apparently in need of some law.
Ma'am, you need to calm down.
But you don't understand. You've never seen anything like this.
Trust me, lady. There's very few things I haven't seen. Whoa.
Told you.
Hiya.
Officer?
Hello. There's a monkey stuck to my head with ketchup.
Right. Anyone want to tell me what happened?
When you're as handsome and cunning, you tend to attract...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! The only way to hear each person's version of the story is to have you go one at a time, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Since this is my jewelry store, I'll go first.
Fine. As best as you can recollect.
Yes. Well, I was standing behind the counter, putting the finishing touches on my third piano concerto of the day, while doing curls with a 200-pound dumbbell. 99... 100. When, all of a sudden, he burst into the store.
Ah! He was ferocious.
Snarl, foam, foam and snarl.
He wanted to take over the world.
I want to take over the world, and I'm going to start with this jewelry store. Yeah, snarl.
Now, most people would have panicked, but I am not most people, no. Sir, you have picked the wrong jewelry store to start your crime spree, for I am the amazing Reginald.
You're the amazing Reginald?
Yes, and you, sir, are going to jail. Karate!
I know that I am no match for the amazing Reginald, but I must test my skills against the best! Ha 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 ha!
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing I can't handle, little girl. So why don't you and your filthy primate get lost?
Wait! You're the amazing Reginald! One day I hope to be as good as you!
Don't feel bad, little girl, but that'll never happen.
Now, villain, prepare to be defeated.
Karate! Come!
You win, but it is an honor to be defeated by the amazing Reginald.
Can't you think of a better way to celebrate?
Wow, I just love to play with things that I shouldn't.
No, that is not a toy. Put it...
Whoops!
My mustache!
Sorry.
Reginald, I need to see your finest... Oh, ma!
So that's what happened, as best as I could recollect.
Really?
Yes.
No.
I don't think so. Do I look ferocious to you?
Good point. So you two have different versions of the story.
Oh, yeah. And I get to go next, since I'm the one who loves sandwiches.
Not sure why that matters, but okay. Take it away, Chuck.
All right. Here's what really happened. As best as I can, what is it?
Recollect.
Yeah, what she just said. Okay, I was out for a casual walk in the city, saying hello to my many fans.
Hey, Chuck, great to see ya.
I love your sandwiches.
Thanks, folks. When suddenly... Hey, little fella.
Mark.
You hungry? Well, let's see if I can scrape up some money to buy you something to eat, okay? A jewelry store. I wonder if the kindly shop owner will make a donation to help feed this adorable puppy in need.
These rings aren't very valuable at all, but the public doesn't know that. I love making money off ignorant people.
Excuse me, kind sir, but I was wondering if you would be so kind as to give me a donation to help feed this poor puppy.
Bark!
A puppy? Get lost! All my money is mine.
Well, kind sir, you're not very kind at all. And so I have no problem whatsoever taking some of your money in order to feed this poor puppy.
Mark!
Ha! Who do you think you are trying to rob me?
Why, I am Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy.
Wait, you're Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy? Robbing me? In my store?
Squeal!
I'm delighted. Here, take whatever you want. Allow me to help. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. And please know that this jewelry will be used to feed not only this puppy, but all the lost puppies in the city. Thank you.
You, sir, are not a criminal. You are a dashing prince with wonderful hair.
I know. Then she came in.
Hold it right there, Chuck.
Word girl.
That's right. How's it feel to be right? I'll tell you, it feels great. And I should know, because I'm always right.
A knot.
Am too.
A knot.
Am too.
Listen, instead of arguing, why don't we work together? I'm sure that with my brawn and handsomeness and your superpowers, we could fix every problem in the city.
Forget it, Chuck. I don't care about the city's problems. I only care about being right all the time. Plus, I only work alone, except for my monkey, what's-his-face.
Listen, monkey guy, I think she could treat you a little nicer.
I don't think so. He's my sidekick to use any way I want. And I'm going to use him to defeat you.
My mustache!
Reginald, I need to see your finest... Oh, my!
And that's what happened, as best as I could... Oh, what was that word?
Recollect. It means to remember.
See? Only cares about being right.
Uh-huh. Anyone else have a version of the story they want to share?
I'm sorry, version?
Yeah, version means telling things the way you think they happened. It may be different from how someone else remembers it. Like Reginald's and your versions of the story are different because they're from different points of view.
Oh, longer answer than I expected.
Okay, now who's next?
Well, hey, Huggy. Oh, fine, let's hear it.
Huh?
All right, my turn. When we entered the jewelry store, it was a scene we'd seen several times before. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, word girl.
Reginald screamed again?
Yeah, you'd think he'd be used to these robberies by now.
Yeah.
I am. It's just I recently had my mustache waxed, and I don't want you spraying mustard all over it.
I'll use ketchup if you prefer.
I don't want ketchup either.
Mayo?
No, I don't want any condiments on my mustache.
Okay, well, not to fear. Nobody's spraying anyone with anything as long as Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are here.
Great. Just hurry it up.
You're welcome.
Almost makes you want to let me rob him, huh?
Yeah, almost.
Mustard!
There's a monkey on my head.
Hey, cut it out!
Don't touch my mustache! Ah!
Watch it! What's...
Ah! Oh, no!
My mustache!
Reginald, I need to see your finest... Oh, my!
And that's what happened, as best as I could recollect.
Preposterous.
Absurd.
By the way, thanks for teaching me preposterous last week.
It's preposterous, and you're welcome.
Oh, right, preposterous.
Huh? Okay, so we've got three different versions of the story. Fine, four extremely different versions. So how am I supposed to know which one's the right one?
Excuse me, Mr. Police Officer. I think I can be of service.
You saw what happened?
I always see what happened. I'm the narrator.
Why didn't you speak up earlier?
Well, I like listening to the stories, especially Chuck's.
Thank you. See?
Oh, your version of the story was completely wrong, but I enjoyed it.
Hey!
In fact, the whole thing happened almost exactly the way Word Girl said.
Ha! See? Can't argue with that.
I can. No, trust me, you can't.
Guys!
Next time, Word Girl, just let me take care of the criminals, okay?
Fine, I will.
What are you gonna defeat them with, your waxy mustache?
Guys!
Maybe I will.
Ha! Go ahead and try.
I will!
Guys, come on!
What?
While you were arguing, I broke free.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, okay. Well, what now, superhero?
Why don't you use your mustache?
Would you stop with the mustache?
Don't worry, folks. I've got him.
Ha! I don't think so. I've taken on Word Girl and won, at least short term. And there's no way one police officer is gonna stop me.
Yeah, well, how about a police officer and a plucky superheroine? Right, and a monkey sidekick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Ay-yah!
Get off! Stay off my head!
Watch it!
Look out!
Oh, my mustache!
Here we go again!
Well, this is a little better. No monkey on my head.
Now what?
Should I go get someone else?
Yes, please. I forgot she was still here.
Can you hurry it up? Kind of afraid of heights here.
Yes, of course. Be right back.
Well, despite being trapped in condiment cocoons, I'd say we're all pretty lucky.
How so?
Yeah.
Well, this time I was here to see the whole thing. That way the police report will have a completely accurate version of what happened. There I was, a brave police officer, facing off against the most dangerous criminal known to mankind.
Someone get me down! I'm scared!
You mean him?
I think you meant to say the criminal was thwarted by the quick thinking of the brave jewelry store clerk, the amazing Reginald, who's...
And so, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggyface faced off against evil and took it down. Kind of. Even if they can't exactly recollect how it happened.
Can too!
Cannot!
Join us again next time as we dish out our own unique version of action and adventure on another stupendous episode of Word Girl. Word Girl! Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word TIFF. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for TIFF. What's your answer, Phil?
If I recall correctly, a tiff is a small fight, and it looks like Becky and TJ are definitely fighting. Number two.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. Great! Another cream pie. That's great. Yeah, see you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Captain Huggyface, show us what flummoxed means.
That's right. Flummoxed means to feel really, really confused. Congratulations, Huggy!
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. For more Word Girl adventures and word-filled fun, visit pbskidsgo.org. Word up!